2024 International Thanksgiving Blending Conference. Week 6. Day 3. Outline. Roman number 2. We need to experience the development of the divine life and the divine nature contained in the divine seed that has been sown into us so that we may have a rich entrance into the eternal kingdom. Capital A. We have been allotted the wonderful, equally precious faith, and this faith is an all-inclusive seed. Number 1. All the divine riches are in this seed, but we must be diligent to develop them. To grow to maturity is to develop what we already have. Number 2. By developing these virtues, we grow in life, and eventually we will reach maturity, be full of Christ, and be qualified and equipped to be kings in the coming kingdom. Number 3. We need to have the full development and maturity from the seed of faith, through the roots of virtue and knowledge, the trunk of self-control, and the branches of endurance and godliness, to the blossom and fruit of brotherly love and love. Capital B. To supply virtue and faith is to develop virtue, the energy of the divine life issuing in vigorous action, in the exercise of the equally precious faith. This faith needs to be exercised so that the virtue of the divine life may be developed in the succeeding steps and reach maturity. Capital C. Virtue needs the bountiful supply of the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. The knowledge that we should develop in our virtue includes the knowledge of God and of our Savior, the knowledge of God's economy, the knowledge of what faith is, and the knowledge of the divine power, glory, virtue, nature, and life. Capital D. Self-control is the exercise of control and restraint over oneself in its passions, desires, and habits. Such self-control needs to be exercised in knowledge for the proper growth in life. Capital E. To exercise endurance is to bear with others and with circumstances. Capital F. Godliness is a living that is like God and that expresses God. This is the end of today's outline.